Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, and welcome to the Talking Data Podcast. I'm here with Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics today. We've been looking through popular press. Certainly big data is being heard there. And some of these stories affect, I think, data management and business analytics. So I'm asking Ed, I know that we're seeing things, again, in the wider press where business management is dealing with issues of collecting data.
That's right, yeah. It seems like, obviously a lot of different areas of the business have been impacted by data collection and analytics, and it seems like management is kind of one of the new frontiers in that. And so just recently there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that was titled "Data is the New Middle Manager." And it was basically about how some companies are replacing some of their middle management with more data-driven decisions. And there was one CEO who talked about how these days when people come to him asking for a new employee somewhere in the mid-management level, he just says, well, we can probably do that with in our dashboard, just push the dashboard out to lower level workers and let them make the decisions for themselves. And so it was kind of a look at how startups are trying to be a little bit more agile and be able to move a little bit more quickly by eliminating some of the more, hierarchical organizational structures that used to be responsible for all of the business's decisions. Now they're just turning it over to data and letting the frontline workers work it out.
And I know that, there's a variety of voices on this topic, and, it is a bit more complex than that, because you've been telling me about some other pieces that sort of cast a different light on the phenomenon.
That's right, yeah. It's not all happiness when it comes to using data for management purposes. There was just recently another article in The Atlantic, which it was looking at some different studies on how data-driven management styles can coexist alongside more collaborative work environments. And basically what they found out was that often those two management styles can kind of clash, and which I think is an important point right now, because a lot of businesses are trying to make their organizations more collaborative and foster a more team-focused environment. But what this article was saying was that when you start looking at all these metrics on every single worker and posting information about who did the best job last quarter, it makes things really competitive, and all of a sudden you lose that collaborative environment. A couple of months ago, there was also an interesting article in Harper's Magazine. It was called "The Spy Who Fired Me," and this was a look at some of the even more negative effects that data-driven management can have. And so it was looking at it talked a little bit about how in some fast food chains, managers are forced to meet really tight payroll standards, and so in order to meet that mark, they basically ask workers to clock out for their breaks and continue working. There's another freelance editing and transcribing service that uses some pretty complex algorithms to grade the hourly production of workers, and it turns out that some of the top workers on the site got such high efficiency rankings because they work offline for a few hours and then only spend a couple minutes in the service. So it looks like they're working really efficiently, but really what they're doing is working for free. So it just seems like, obviously those are the extreme examples. I don't think that every business is going to have that kind of phenomenon when they start tracking worker productivity and measuring everything about their workers, but it does seem like it's something that's worth keeping in mind as more and more businesses start to adopt this kind of data-driven management style.
Well, and we're going to provide some links to these stories so that our Talking Data audience can follow along. And appreciate getting that view. I'd add that it seems as if companies may need a special kind of organizational wherewithal to deal with big data without making mistakes. And I know that some openness might be helpful. It's no magic bullet. This is Jack Vaughn. I'm with Ed Burns. This is the Talking Data Podcast. Thanks for keeping us company.